Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, December 18th. I'm Ray Graff. Well, today we talk travel. I'm going to level with you. Gene Gagnon was on from Plaza Travel in Latham last month, and she was difficult, and she was hurtful to me, and I had to go through a couple of weeks of primal scream therapy just to get over it. But she wants to atone today. She wants to be back, and so I thought, you know what? It's the holiday season. Open your heart. Have a big, big heart today. I'm going to let her come back. And so we'll talk travel with Gene Gagnon at 800-348-2551. She'll be nice to you. She's just mean to me. 800-348-2551. Or you can email your travel question to voxpop@wamc.org. Back after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We're joined today by certified travel counselor Gene Gagnon. Gene is president of Plaza Travel Center, a woman-owned business since 1969. The Institute of Certified Travel Agents awarded her the designation of Certified Travel Counselor in 1985. She was an adjunct instructor of travel and tourism at University College of Syracuse University and Schenectady County Community College. At Plaza Travel, Gene specializes in VIP travel, custom planning, our international itineraries, group travel. You have a question about travel? The expert is here, and she's on best behavior. 800-348-2551. Don't look at me that way. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. And you can email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. Gene Gagnon, before you say anything, I just want to let you know, I'm going to let bygones be bygones, and it's all water. Well, those things, terrible things you said to me on the show, it's gone now.
Well, Ray, let me tell you this. Yeah. For people who didn't hear that show,
yeah,
the actual thing that you deem as rude, mean, and obnoxious to you actually meant that at a couple of times I was funnier than you were.
What?
So I'm not going to be funny at all today because I don't want you to pout.
Pout.
Through the holidays.
How dare you? Are you starting with that already?
Well, I'm just letting you know I am going to be on my best behavior,
my gosh,
because,
Gene,
you know,
Gagnon,
you have to.
You
know,
you
but
be
then
you.
Again, Ray, listen. You only hurt the ones you love.
You could be cranky. Just be yourself. 800-348-2551. What's happening over at Plaza Travel Center?
Okay. So first of all, at Plaza Travel Center, we are putting together some of the most crazy, wonderful, exciting trips for next year, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
The big news is if you're going to anywhere in the United Kingdom, be it England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, you now need what's called an electronic travel authorization.
Really?
Yes.
So what does that mean exactly?
Okay. It means you have to go online and fill out a form. Really, all you need in front of you is your passport and your credit card. And it's the coolest thing. I've never done this before. It turns out that most new passports actually have a chip in them.
Ugh.
So at one point, after you enter all your stuff on your phone and you take a picture of yourself and all this stuff, you kind of slide your phone over your passport. And then all of a sudden you hear a beep. And it, like, connected somehow.
What if you don't have a phone?
Oh, you can do it online. But then you'd have to, like, download a photo of your passport and things like that. You can do it online. It's £10, which comes out to about $13.
Okay.
And it's good for 2 years. So if somebody's thinking about going even in the summer, do it whenever so that you're not rushed. You know, don't wait and do it at the last minute. It's supposed to take 3 days to be approved, but mine was literally approved in like 5 minutes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, they probably knew it was me. But
yeah, they didn't want to get on your bad side. You know, so what's up with the cunning Brits? What are they doing? Why are they doing this?
Well, actually, all of Europe is going to be doing this.
Okay.
They've been putting it off for probably 4 or 5 years now. They're going to call it a ETIAS. Again, an online travel authorization. It's just for security. They just want to make sure they know who's coming in and things like that. But I really want to make sure people realize that for Britain, you even need it if you're only transferring in London. So, because we have a lot of people, let's say if they're going to Frankfurt or wherever, they might change planes in London. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows about it.
And when does this start?
It's effective January 8th.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, we've let all our clients know. And the other thing is, it's always, always, always a good idea to download your airline's app. Because once you have the airline app, the airline will send you messages. So, for example, if you go in and look at your flight or you go in and want to change your seat assignment, a little notification will come up that'll say, did you get your UK ETA yet? You know what I mean? They'll keep you apprised of what's going on. So we tell people, especially if they book directly, if they're not using a local agent or something like that, make sure they download that airline app so they get timely information.
You know, the last time I flew, you had tickets. I mean, I mean, it was a dirigible. Let's be fair. But you had paper tickets. This email from Norma. And by the way, the number here is 800-348-2551 if you have a travel question for Gene Gagnon. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Norma writes in, what's the best way to travel to Toronto in January? And what do you recommend doing when you get there?
Okay, well, first of all, you can take the train. It's actually a very good option.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's not short, but it's a better option going to Toronto than it is on train to Montreal because it's actually better tracks.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can get to Toronto by train. You have to change in Buffalo. And Toronto, because of their weather and where they're located on the lake, they've built a lot of stuff underground. So besides going to all the museums that you can go to, you can go up to the top of the CN Tower, fantastic views from up there. They have a lot of underground malls and things like that. Oh, yeah.
just because like of the wind and the bad weather?
And the bad weather, yeah, just like amazing. Montreal does, too. Yeah, they were some of the first to do that. There's a wonderful science museum up there. There's a great – the zoo is probably open because they do have some indoor exhibits mm-hmm. as well. So, yeah, it's absolutely a great, great place. And what you should also do if you're going up there is check and see if any shows are playing because a lot of touring shows that maybe were on Broadway, just like we get them at Proctor's or something like that,
yeah.
A lot of them play in Toronto as well. And it's easier to get tickets there than it is in the city, in New York or something like that.
Have you been? Do you like it?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I've been to Toronto many times.
You can go. Toronto is roughly what? Due north of Chicago?
No, it's kind of north of Buffalo because you have to go around the end of the lake.
And you go over the Peace Bridge and then head west a little bit?
West and then like kind of north and then I think a little east a little.
So west, north, and east. So really, south is like the only one we don't cover here.
We're
not a trip tech.
At the rest area, you can always go south. No, but it's kind of like around the lake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Around a corner of the lake. And if you do that, it depends upon how much time you have. But if you go to Toronto, a nice trip back would be to come back the north route and come through Ottawa.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real nice trip. I've had several people do that where they'll go, they'll stop in Rochester, maybe go to the Strong Museum, which is a fantastic museum, see the Niagara Falls, go up to Toronto, then go to Ottawa. And Ottawa's great in the wintertime because the canals freeze over, and you can go skating on the canal, beautiful parliament buildings.
Really?
You can tour the parliament. Yeah, yeah.
We're annexing Canada. Did you know that?
No,
I heard about that on the news. Number here is 800-348-2551. If you're listening in Canada, it was only a joke, a little political humor, and very little. 800-348-2551 is the number. If you have a travel question for Gene Gagnon, before we get to the phones, I watch this show on, History Channel. I watch a lot of History Channel. And you were talking about England, and there's this little island. It's not an island. It's a platform they put in World War II to guard against the Nazi planes coming over. And some guy made it his own country. Did you ever hear about this?
No.
Yeah. I want to go there. I want to check it out. It's on this platform. It's I can't remember the name, like Jimmy Land or something. I don't know what the name of the country is. But it's so cool. And
that sounds cool.
So maybe helicopter trip?
Sure.
Over there?
Sure. Yeah.
Can you do that in your VIP
great,
travel?
I think since you've never been to Europe, that should be the first place that you go.
I would like to stop on an oil platform. Yes. The number here is 800-348-2551. One more email, then we'll take a break, then we'll go to the phones. This is from Jackie who says, I'm going to Belize in January with my partner. Do you have any must-sees for Belize or San Pedro since we'll also be staying in the island for a few nights.
Well, you know, you got to see the jungle. You've got to go on a jungle tour. If you could, I would definitely do a zip line while you're there. It's very,
very... Zip line over the jungle?
Yeah.
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, no, it's wonderful.
You do that? You ever done that?
Yes. Yes,
really?
Yes, I have. But it's usually very common in places like you can do it in Costa Rica and Belize. A lot of tropical areas have them. Puerto Rico, you can do zip lines. Hawaii, and they're a lot of fun. And sometimes they're multiple lines. So you zip to one line, then there's a platform, then you zip to another line, or rope bridges. You know, if you guys could see me right now, my hands are like flying, yeah, like the zipline.
It looks like you're conducting.
Oh, by the way, Ray, I do have to interrupt because there are several people I told I would wave to the next time I was on the air.
Right.
So I want you to attest that I'm waving to them right now.
Now, be advised, we haven't had cameras here in some months.
I know.
Okay, so, all right, she's waving. All right, that's fine. Hello. 800-348-2551. Tell you what, Zachy boy, let's take a break, and then we'll go to the phones. It's Travel Today with Gene Gagnon from Plaza Travel Center, and we'll be back shortly. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here. Travel today with the one and the only Gene Gagnon. 800-348-2551 is the number. Voxpop at WAMC.org is the email. And we'll get back to the emails in a little bit. But let's go to lovely... Have you ever been to Pittsfield? It's beautiful
yes,
this time
I
of
have.
Year.
Yes, I have.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, I have.
They call
Absolutely.
It the Riviera on the Connecticut River.
Pittsfield actually has a great little art museum.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, let's go to Dustin and see what he thinks. Hello, Dustin. You on?
Yeah, I'm on. Ray, you are a gem. And Gene, it's wonderful to have you on every time you're on.
Thank you.
I am going to Puerto Rico at the end of February, and I was just looking for some non-touristy things to do and some good food to eat. I'm only going to be there for 3 days, and I've never been before. So any advice you got?
Are you going to be in San Juan?
I think that's where we're going to fly into, yeah.
Okay. So in San Juan itself, they have both the little bit more modern beach area, that you'll see, but they have Old San Juan. There are two beautiful forts that you should see. There's an old hotel right in the heart of Old San Juan called the El Convento. It used to actually be a convent. Go there for a drink. Great. If the weather's good, you can sit in the courtyard or something
Drinking
like that.
Drinking with nuns. Fantastic.
it's really nice. So the other thing you want to going to want to do is go out east and go to the rainforest. Okay, that's really, really nice. And across from the rainforest, there's a nice public beach. And along that public beach, there are all these, I guess you would call them like fish shacks. Like seafood shacks
where
they sell fresh seafood, and that's a hoot, okay? Now, if you have even more time, you could drive up into the mountains. There are coffee plantations. You just won't believe the mountains that are on this
island.
How
big are the mountains?
They're big.
Really?
Yeah, they're big.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So those are some of the things that you could definitely do. You don't have a lot of time, but it's a beautiful, beautiful island. You're going to love it.
Great time of year to go, too.
Oh, I'm jealous. Yeah.
All right, Dustin, you want to follow up?
No, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys both.
Hey,
Thank
man,
you.
Have
Bye.
A great trip. 800-348-2551. It's Travel Today with Gene Gagnon from Plaza Travel Center and to Troy. You ever been to Troy?
Yes, I love Troy.
Very nice. It's the Riviera on the Hudson, they say. Sandy's in Troy. Hello.
Hey there, Ray and Gene. So happy to have you take my call.
You bet.
I started a tradition with my nephews that when they turn double digits, they turn 10 years old, that I take them on a trip, just the two of us.
Aww.
So I took two of them to Florida. Last year I took my grandson to Arizona to see the Grand Canyon. We went to Prescott, Jerome, Montezuma's Castle, and all these different places, which was wonderful. Now I've got another grandson turning 10, and he would like to see the big trees.
The redwoods, yes.
Yeah. In California.
Yes. Okay, so that would be a...
Go ahead, Sandy.
I'm trying to figure out where I should fly into and what other things that we could see out there.
Okay, well, of course, it depends upon.
Yeah,
I've got lots of ideas. So it depends upon how long you want to go for. But I would definitely at least fly into or out of San Francisco. I think he would probably enjoy taking the ferry over to Alcatraz. Very, very cool thing to do. Also, very cool thing to do would be taking the cable car. You know, so those are like neat things you can do there. And then from there, you can either rent a car. You don't need the car while you're in San Francisco. But then you can go north over the Golden Gate and start heading up towards the Redwoods.
Yeah.
Okay, up towards see Sausalito, which is really pretty across the bay. Tons of stuff to see and do outdoors-wise in the whole national parks that are out there. But I would combine it with a little bit in the city as well. The city gets a bad rap right now, but they've cleaned up some of the more touristy areas that you would be. So I would still highly recommend it.
All right, great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great trip, Sandy. Appreciate it. 800-348-2551. Travel questions today answered by travel counselor Gene Gagnon. And we'll go to Grafton, and it's Stacy's turn. Hello, Stacy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Very good. Nice to have you here.
Yeah. So I'm looking for a Christmas present for my wife. I'm hoping to take her away in March for, you know, maybe 5 days. And my budget's about $5,000. And I'd just like to find a, you know, LGBTQ plus friendly destination.
Right.
Just some ideas.
Okay, so
She's incredibly enamored of anything UK.
Okay.
But I don't know if I want to be there in March.
Well, that's the thing. You know, the weather isn't going to be as great, although the prices will be lower than they would normally be. I mean, I can remember a time when a family wanted to go away February school break, and it was so expensive to go to the Caribbean that I talked them into going to London instead. It was actually cheaper because it was so off-season. Another place that you could think about if she really likes UK stuff is you could go to Bermuda. Now, you might only be able to afford 3 or 4 nights because Bermuda is not inexpensive, but it's a short flight. It's only a 3-hour flight. It's very British. It's part of the Commonwealth. And you could stay in a smaller place. You know, you don't have to stay in a super deluxe place. And since you'd be going kind of off season, you could probably do that.
Will it be warm enough though at that? I mean, it's due east of North Carolina.
Right. I was going to say it's not going to be beach weather.
Right.
If you go, but nowhere is that's really going to be super British. You know, unless you go to one of the British islands, and in the winter, they're very expensive, those Caribbean islands, you know, so that's what I'm saying. Puerto Rico might be a good option, again, because it's a shorter flight. You don't need a passport, and you can get more reasonable places. But again, you probably have to end up going for like 4 nights to keep it within that budget.
I mean, but don't the flights cost $1,200 on their own?
No, not if you, well, especially there's ways to get less expensive fares. You know, you can fly out of New York if you don't mind driving down to there, or even Boston. She's from Grafton,
yeah.
Right? So, I mean, Boston might be an option. So if you fly out of Albany, yes, it's more expensive. But if you can fly out of Bradley or Boston or Kennedy or Newark, we might be able to get the flights down. So I think it can be done. But the thing is, Stacy, you'd have to work on it like yesterday. You know what I mean? So instead of actually giving your wife the trip, you want to give her like a brochure and then plan the trip together. You know,
you don't want to have any surprises.
Never, never, never.
That's kind of your mantra, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And part of the reason is because so much of the excitement of going on the trip is in the anticipation and the planning.
Yeah. Do you agree with that, Stacy?
I would. I appreciate the advice. Thank you, Gene.
Oh, thank you for calling.
800-348-2551. It's Travel Today with Gene Gagnon. You can email voxpop@wamc.org. Let's go to Pittsfield. You ever been to Pittsfield?
You just asked me that.
Michelle, you're on. Hello, Michelle.
Michelle, he's losing it.
Hi. Hi, Jean and Ray. I am planning a trip to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in this coming August, mm-hmm. and I'm just starting my planning. And I'm wondering if there's a way to know what's the best week to go, because it's almost all month of
okay,
August.
Okay, so this is the
thing. I
don't
think I can swing the whole.
Okay. You want to find out when the Edinburgh Tattoo is. That's T-A-T-T-O-O. Okay.
What is that?
Okay.
Because that is the festival, the music festival in Edinburgh, that is also in August, mm-hmm. where they have a lot of the drummers and the pipers and these big pageantry displays, and it's huge. So you want to
right.
avoid that because it's going to cost you
oh,
a
avoid
lot.
It. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because a okay. lot of hotels are already going to be sold out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
it's huge.
Okay.
It's like going to the Calgary Stampede or, you know, Times Square on New Year's Eve. It's,
right.
it's very, very well known. So number one, I would avoid that. Yes, there are nonstop flights to and from Edinburgh from New York. But... Okay. The thing is, sometimes, because there's usually only one or two a day, they're more expensive than connections. So you either want to look
okay.
at the nonstops or maybe changing planes in Dublin or something like that, or in London. The
okay.
thing of it is, if you look at connections, you want to make sure you have at least 3 hours connecting time.
Wow.
Okay, so yes, you might
okay.
save money, but it'll cost you in time. You know what I mean? You know?
Right.
So, but Edinburgh is great, great city. Not only is there lots to do right in Edinburgh, there are lots of little day trips you can take and things like that. Depends upon how long you want to go for. There's also these fabulous two-night tours that leave from Edinburgh that go up into the Highlands and or the Isle of
uh-huh.
Skye and things like that. And they're small group on vans.
Oh.
So those are really, really
okay.
fun to do too, because it's hard to get to some places in the Highlands by public transportation. So you either have
right.
to drive, and then you're driving on the left-hand side of the road, you know, things
right.
like that.
Right, I'm hoping so. To not need a car.
Yeah. Don't get a car, but depending upon how long you have, you might want to look at one of those little short tours.
When is the Fringe Festival, Michelle?
It's August 1 through 25.
So that's going to be tough, right?
Yeah, I don't use my cell phone when I'm here, but you know, you'll have to look up the dates of the Edinburgh Tattoo. No one needs to call and tell us.
Why?
Everyone can look it up themselves.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
Hey, have
All
a
right.
great time and appreciate the
oh,
call.
Oh, have fun.
800-348-2551. Travel. Are you doing any traveling over the holidays, Jean Gagnon?
No.
No, you're staying home.
I am staying home.
That's
yes.
nice.
Yes,
there's something
yes,
to be
yes.
said for that.
There certainly is. Yep, sitting by the fire, drinking eggnog.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
What kind of music you play?
Not King probably Cole? No. Well, first of all, the Peanuts.
Oh
Christmas
yeah,
music.
Vince Guaraldi. Sure.
Yeah, we love
That's
that.
That's a classic.
We love
yeah.
that. That's a real classic. And then Tom still has my husband still has these great mixed CDs.
Oh yeah.
That you know it might have Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, but then it'll have NRBQ and it'll have just some great stuff.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Santa's gonna do the mumbo, huh?
Santa's gonna do the mumbo.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Santa's gonna do the mumbo, huh?
Is that an NRBQ song?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know who does it.
Okay. Well, we digress. Let's grab another call. We'll go to, wait, this can't be. Lewis, are you in Big Pine Key?
I am.
Wow. All right. Well,
nice.
You've already done some traveling. You're on with Jean Gagnon.
Hi, Jean.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. This may be a little bit out of the conversation's context, but listen, I've been reading online on Forbes.com and a couple other sites about these houses in Sardinia that they're offering for people to buy for a dollar and rebuild them. But, you know, after I research and I research, I can only read articles. They don't give you any contact information or how to go further with this. And I was wondering, if, since you're in touch with Europe so well, if you might know anything about that.
Well, I do, because I've had some people who have talked to me about it. And it turns out it's a lot harder than you think. Okay, because, yeah, you have to commit to spending so much money. You have to commit to living there so many months out of the year. You can't just buy it and then turn it into an Airbnb or VRBO. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to repopulate a lot of the small villages that have lost their younger population. So there's a reason they're
right.
doing it. They're just not being generous, you know.
Right.
So they
well,
want
obviously.
People to be committed to those villages. And they're usually pretty remote, You know, it's not going to be, you know, very easy to get to someplace that's popular, because that's why people aren't living there.
Yeah.
You know, they're good. They're out in the boonies. So this has been going on for several years, and I've sent people over there. I haven't had anybody actually do it yet. You know, to actually buy a house
for a buck.
Yeah. I would think the best place to start, I would contact the Italian office of the Italy office of tourism in New York City, or send them an email. You can go online and ask them for the number of a government office, because it's sponsored by the local governments.
Thank you. That's very good information right there. That'll get me started.
Good.
Because I'm interested in it, and I've researched it, and they want like $20,000.
Right, et cetera. Right. So, yeah, give that a shot, and good luck.
Wait a minute. The house is a buck, but they want $10,000 to $20,000? What's the fine print there,
Lewis? To renovate
it.
Well, what they want you to do is put money in an account, and then as you build, it's kind of like an insurance deal. As you build, they release some of the funds to you. So you're putting the $20,000 into the property that you're getting for a dollar.
Oh, so it's like a reverse mortgage. All right, good for you. Hey, man, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. That's cool to hear from Big Pine Key here on the program. You can email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. If my very, very leaky memory serves, Gene, you went to Africa not too long ago, right?
Africa was 2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the last show.
No, I just came back from Japan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, in Seoul.
You know, terrible news about this cyclone at Mayotte, and I believe it's off of Madagascar. Mm-hmm. You ever been there?
No, I'd love to go.
It seems like such a cool place,
yeah,
and there's so much evolutionary sort of...
The environment, the ecology of it, the animals that exist there
that exist
nowhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Is that
an expensive trip? Is
it's
very far away.
Yes.
It's on the other side of Africa.
Away, and it's difficult to get to. You know, there's no nonstop, you know. So, yeah. It's funny because people call us or contact us all the time, and they go, I want to go someplace different that nobody else goes to. Well, you can do it, but you're going to pay to do it, because nobody else goes there. So it's difficult to get there, right?
I can't believe there isn't a lot of tourism at an island nation that large. I mean,
well, there are beach resorts and things like that, but there more people in Asia and Africa go there than the U.S. It's a long trip.
Gene Gagnon is our guest today. It's Travel. Plaza Travel Center is Gene's domain. 800-348-2551 is the number. Let's grab one more call. We'll take a short break, and then we'll get back to business on the home stretch. Anne is in Albany, and you're on with Gene Gagnon. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about river cruises, particularly in Europe. We have had many friends take the Viking tours and absolutely adore them. So, you know, we researched it, but I'm in a wheelchair and can walk a little bit. My husband helps. So hearing this program, I decided to call to see if you know anything about river tours that would be somewhat accessible for handicapped.
Yes.
Like myself, with my husband to help.
Right. Yeah, and actually river cruises are a really great option for not only someone in a wheelchair, but anybody who has kind of mobility issues. Because the nice thing about being on a river cruise is your hotel kind of moves. You know, you don't have to go from place to place. So you can go to Prague, Vienna, and Budapest and never have to check in and check out and pack and unpack. Okay, so there's a huge variety of types of river cruises, especially different money points, different costs. All right. So yes, you mentioned Viking and AMA. They're all very, very high end, very top of the line, very, very nice river cruises. We love all of them. And then there are some that are less expensive, and then there are some that are in the middle, you know, so you have to look at all of them. There's usually only one or two handicapped cabins on each cruise, so you're going to have to book exceedingly early. I mean, as it is for most river cruises, I've got people booked on river cruises for September and October already. So to get a handicapped cabin, you know, you really want to look at that in advance. So, you know, yes, it's a great option. You'll have all your meals on board the ship, so you don't have to worry about getting in and out of restaurants, but you could still go off the ship for the day on a little tour or something like that.
Anne.
Okay, so, like, if we contacted your agency, you should, would you be able
no,
to
we
help
can't,
us get off?
Because, we can't really do business.
Yeah, we
like
can't do business here, but you should contact any good travel agency you know about.
My internal alarm bell goes off. I have a little bit of, you know, defibrillator needed stuff here. But, yeah, I mean, she's in the book, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to leave it there while I recover.
That's great.
Thanks a lot, and good luck. 800-348-2551. That's the telephone number. We'll be back, I think. Clear. From Basie's Beetle Bag, there's Hard Day's Night, 800-348-2551. I always loved that. Count Basie only on some albums played the old Hammond organ, and he's on there playing the organ, doing the old Lennon and McCartney classic. Where was I? Oh, yeah, let's go to the email bag. Gene Gagnon is our guest today, and it's travel, and everything's happy and wonderful. JP writes in, we haven't booked anything yet, but our plan is to fly to Lisbon, Portugal in mid-March, spend a couple days, then fly to Valencia, where our son is at college. Any suggestions about what to do in Valencia or any other tips you might want to share about travel methods? And JP says thank you and happy holidays. And right back at you, JP.
Okay, so, yeah, you could do Lisbon and Valencia. And I don't know if you're picking Lisbon just because you want to go to Lisbon or you thought it would be a good combo. But a better combo, just so that you know, would be someplace in Spain, like maybe Madrid and Valencia or Barcelona and Valencia. You're going to have to fly from Lisbon to Valencia, and it takes a whole day. Because, you know, you got to do the 3-hour advance check-in because from Lisbon, it's an international flight. You got to get from the airport to the hotel to the airport, blah, 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 blah. So if you could get someplace closer that you would still find very, very interesting, like Madrid or Barcelona, that's what I would recommend. However, that being said, I also love Lisbon. And Valencia is very, very pretty. It's right on a port. There are some mountains that you can go hiking in that are right outside Valencia. You can rent bikes and drive around Valencia. They have beaches. They have an old town, great food. So I don't know how long you're going there, but I think it would be a beautiful trip. But I would definitely combine it with something else that was closer.
Ah, okay.
You know, just my opinion.
Here is an very interesting one. Not that that last one was not very interesting, but this is, I've never heard of this. Subject heading permanent cruise. Chris writes, my wife ran across an offer, a lifestyle choice for retirees that would be a permanent cruise. The cost was roughly the same as living on land. Ever heard of this? If so, elaborate.
I have heard of it. People have said that if you stayed in a fairly expensive independent living situation, it would be roughly the same cost to be on a cruise.
Yeah.
Okay, for the whole year.
Forever.
Forever.
Until you drop dead.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which is why a lot of these cruises do pack as part of their luggage.
Coffins. No way.
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Don't they bury you at sea?
No. They do. They do. Personally, I don't think I could live in one little room for that length of time. Because don't forget, yes, all your meals would be included. You still have to tip. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're in a small room. You know, the things that used to be on the Love Boat, that were these nice, big, spacious rooms, those are suites that are uber expensive.
Right. But you could do it if you had a lot of money.
You could do it if you had a lot of money and that's what you wanted to do. You could do it.
That is what a cool thing. Of course, if you know, things go bad, your house is underwater. I mean, we've heard about this, right?
That's true.
All right. This is from PK. No, P and K. We'll just call her Kathleen. Thinking of visiting Wales next year, husband and I enjoy walking, hiking, not camping. Any ideas for walking companies in to in? Where should we fly into? We're thinking of 2.5-3 week trip.
Okay. All right. That yes, we do. Not just we, but any decent travel agent can talk to you about different companies that do either inn to inn or hotel to hotel, whatever, walking trips. You can do that. If I was going to do Wales, I would fly into London, do London for a couple of nights, and then take the train out towards Wales, maybe stop along the way, you know, maybe see Stonehenge or whatever. But yeah, Wales is really beautiful, especially if you get up into Snowdonia National Park, which is sort of the north part of Wales. So you could technically just go there and do day trips while you were there.
Yeah.
You know, do hikes from where you are. But if you want to do an inn-to-inn or a walking tour, they're definitely out there.
Can you fill 2.5 to 3 weeks, you think, in Wales?
Well, not just Wales, because you're gonna have to fly into some place that's nonstop anyway, be it Manchester, which is further north, or London, which is further south. But what I would do is I would kind of bookend it, like maybe go into Manchester, spend a day or two just to get acclimated, you know, to the jet lag, maybe shoot over to Liverpool, see the Beatles stuff, then go down to Wales and then fly out of London or vice versa. You know, you want to do the hiking in between because you do want to go into a major city so you can try to get a nonstop.
How's the food in Wales?
I have not been recently, but I have to say that all of Britain, including Scotland, and also including Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, has had an incredible renaissance of food.
So it's not boiled beef all the time?
No, it's not, you know, shepherd's pie and fish and chips.
Oh, I like that.
A lot of young people left there in the 90s and early 2000s, went abroad, went to the continent, went to French cooking schools, etc., and then went home to open restaurants. And there's a lot of farm to table, a lot of innovative cuisine. I have to say, it's been fabulous.
Really?
Fabulous.
Homemade haggis and whatnot?
No, I mean it. I mean it. Really, really good stuff.
That's amazing. All right, one more email here for now, and then we'll jump back to the phones. Gene Gagnon is our guest at Plaza Travel Center. By the way, you said you had a lot of good stuff going on over there. What's
Well, we've increased the amounts of tours that we're going to have that leave right from the Albany area.
Yeah.
Usually, you used to only do one or two. And, like, next year, there's, like, 5 or 6 ranging from, like, Iceland and Vietnam and Italy and the Alps. And I mean, we're going all over the place.
Anything stateside?
Yes. Canyon Country, which is, you know, the national parks, Grand Canyon, Zion, Bryce. Yeah, so a huge variety now.
You're going to do Skodak Landing this year?
No, we're not. I'm going to do that on my own.
Okay.
It's going to be my own independent tour.
I love
tour.
That, you know, that side of the river. They call it the
Riviera
of the
Hudson.
Patty writes in, we're heading to France in late April and plan to travel to Geneva for a few days while we're there. Any suggestions of what area to stay in and any interesting things to do that might not be in the travel guides?
Ah, that's tough. Geneva. Well, they have an old town. You definitely want to take advantage of the old town. Depending upon, if you're only there 2 days, I don't know that I'd really do day trips outside of Geneva. But there are day trips that are available from Geneva into the mountains and things like that, cable cars, cogwheel trains, et cetera. But just being in Geneva, the old town, I mean, the walking around, sitting at a sidewalk cafe, the crafts. Switzerland is known for a lot of their crafts, be it wood crafts. They still do a lot of watches and timepieces, even though it's south of like the Black Forest and things like that. So I think 2 days in Geneva, you don't have to plan too much. One of the websites that I really like is Frommer's. There used to be a gentleman by the name of Arthur Frommer, who was big in travel years and years ago. They still have a website. It's called Frommer's. And you can go on there and put the city you're in, and they'll give you some things, like things off the beaten track. They'll tell you some of the popular things, but then they'll also say, these are great experiences. So I would highly recommend you check that out.
All right, let's go back to the phones with Gene Gagnon, 800-348-2551 to Kingston. It's Karen's turn. Hello, Karen.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for Count Basie, Ray.
You got it.
Hello, Gene.
Hello.
Quick question, and I might have missed this. You may have covered this in the beginning of the program. I didn't have you on. what is the do's and don'ts with CBDs, gummies, because they are making grandma sleep here, and international travel? January 10th.
Great question.
I would.
And then.
Go ahead.
Then coming back, doing a Viking cruise, and then coming back from Rome 12 days later into JFK.
Oh, that would be a lovely trip, but I'd be really concerned about the gummies. I would double check with the government of wherever you're going to be coming into.
Yep.
It's where you're landing that matters, okay? And I would check, and I would also find out if you could get a prescription. That is going to be helpful, okay? If your doctor can actually write you a script saying that you need them, I would think that would also be helpful.
Interesting.
Other than that, it's a legal issue.
So how about if I just don't pack them? This is my very first trip to Europe. So what is the culture like on Barcelona through France?
Well,
into Italy,
the culture
around the Mediterranean
of,
in terms of picking that up.
Wow. You could pick it up. You
really?
Could definitely pick
get
it up.
There?
Yeah.
Go to Amsterdam and you may never come back.
Right. I'm sure you could pick it up. I don't think that would be an issue, but I would
Ray,
still.
You always have to throw in Amsterdam.
I would definitely get a script for it, because I think that is going to be your safest bet. And I don't mean safest from a legal point of view, but I think also in order to get what you want to get. I
mean,
if for some reason you can't find it, you could always go to a pharmacy then. Because it could be obtained via a script. But you know what? You know, I got to tell you, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an attorney.
This is not marijuana. This is CBD.
I know.
CBD, right.
I understand. I understand. But different people, different cultures have different. So you want to check with your doctor, and you want to check with the consulate of wherever you're going to.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, but be careful.
All
you don't want to be in a Spanish jail for your entire vacation, you know? Hey, Karen, good luck. Thanks for the call and have a great trip. Let's go to Windsor, Massachusetts. Mark, you're on.
Hi, Gene, Ray.
Hi.
My wife and I are looking for a 10 plus or minus day trip to Scotland. Her family's from Northern Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to do it in May 2025. And one of the questions is that still doable?
Okay.
And we're looking at possibly doing a self-drive. Or the other question is it worth hiring a private driver from some of the tours?
Sure.
So those are the questions, basically.
Okay, so this is the story. You can do it three or four different ways, all right? First of all, if you're going to do driving on your own, make sure you pay the additional amount and get an automatic for your car rental, because it's going to be easier driving an automatic than trying to shift with your left hand, number one, okay? Number two, if you're going to do the car rental, make sure you begin and end someplace where you don't need the car rental. So, for example, if you start in Edinburgh, you could be there for 2 or 3 days, not get the car until you leave there. So you don't want to worry about parking and driving in the cities. It's just not necessary, okay? And then let's say you're going to fly home from Glasgow. You would want to drop off the car there and then spend a couple of days there, just as an example, okay? So that's one way to do it is the fly drive. Another way you could do it is you could hire a car and driver, but it is not inexpensive, okay? Because you've got to think, not only are you hiring the car, you're hiring the guide who is driving the car, and he's with you for like 24 hours. Even if you're sleeping somewhere, somebody is paying for his hotel room. You know what I mean? So
as you're
traveling along, you're paying for somebody that whole time. We do it all the time, but just have to know that it's not cheap, okay? The other thing you could do is you could take a guided vacation, commonly known as like a group tour, okay? And they have large ones. They have small ones. And then you could also do a combination of all of those. So, for example, you could fly into Edinburgh, stay there 2 or 3 nights, then do a little small group tour that goes wherever, then rent a car, then drop off the car. You know what I mean? So you can really custom tailor it to however you want. I do have to say this. You want to go in May, you got to start doing it right away. Right away. Yeah. Yesterday.
But still doable?
Yes. Still doable, but you're going to pay a little bit more because you're a little bit later.
Right. Yeah, I've looked at the private drivers. It's substantially more, but
right. But you can actually get private driver packages. So you wanna call your local agent and ask them about that, and they should be able to give you a quote.
Okay, Mark, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Let's go to Schenectady. It's Ann's turn. Ann, you're on.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding the freighter ships that are on the St. Lawrence River that run from the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. I have a small place up there and see them all the time going back and forth. And I have heard that occasionally these freighters offer cabins to regular travelers.
Right.
That is, those individuals that are not associated with the ship.
Right.
And I wondered if you had ever heard of that, or where would we go?
We used to actually do it for crossing the Atlantic. People would do freighter travel. But it's very, very basic. Super basic.
Okay.
You know, talking like a little bunk room, and you're eating with the crew.
Ah, cool.
You know what I mean? It's real basic.
Like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Right. Yeah. So what you'd want to do, it's not something it's not something that we actually handle for people. But if I were you, I would Google freighter travel, or maybe add freighter travel St. Lawrence Seaway. You know, start there. But there are companies that do book it. I don't know for sure whether they do it on the St. Lawrence Seaway, but years ago we used to do it for people crossing the Atlantic.
Wow, that sounds so cool. And I think that's great. And Jean, I know you've done this, right? You've done
that? Oh, yeah. Rabbling with the crew. Is that what?
That sounds like fun. Hey, good luck, Ann. Thank you for the call. This email came in from Andrew. How does one go about renting a castle or large chateau in Europe, preferably one with private chef that can sleep 20 people? Where in Europe is a good place to rent a large estate for a week vacation?
You can definitely do it.
Wow.
Okay. It is not inexpensive.
I got a feeling.
It's very expensive.
Castle was the tip off.
Castle is definitely the tip off. You might say, how expensive? It could run from... a small farm type estate in Italy could be $30,000 a week.
Yeah.
A large castle in Bordeaux could be $100,000 a week. I mean, it's almost like saying, how much is a car?
Yeah. You want a Yugo? You want a Ferrari?
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Right. There's too many variables to give you that. But if you want to know if it's possible, yes, it's definitely possible. Is it inexpensive? No, is not inexpensive. It's very expensive, especially when you start talking about private chefs. But there are alternatives. So, for example, there are hotels that are either estates that have been converted to hotels. So there might be 10 or 12 rooms that they actually rent out. So it's private because you've taken all the rooms.
Right.
But it's more like a hotel that is also a estate.
Just to have even that in your possibility list.
Oh, yeah.
It'll never happen for me.
It won't happen for me either.
Sounds so great. I'm going to rent a castle for a week. Good luck, man. That's awesome. All right. We only have about a minute here. So very quickly, Betty in Western Mass writes in, my friend and I are going to plan a trip to Italy, beginning in Rome, then flying to Sardinia, and then back to Rome and home. Parentheses from Roma to Homa. That's very funny, Betty. Have you done this, says Betty. Any advice? I'd prefer to go with a group, but don't know what to investigate to find group trips.
Well, there aren't many groups that are just going to do Sardinia. They're going to do it as a combination with other things, okay? But you could just do Sardinia. I've had people do it, where you fly to Rome, you spend two or three nights there, and then you fly to Sardinia, spend several nights there as long as you want, either rent a car or not, and then fly back to Rome. So it's definitely feasible. You could definitely do it. You have to do all the research, though, and make sure that because not always at every time of year you don't get nonstops every single day. So you got to check out everything before you commit to one thing.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it could definitely be done. We've done it.
Well, Jean Gagnon, we've come to the end of another show, and I think we got along pretty well this time.
I think we did. Are you happy with me, Ray?
You know what? It's the Christmas spirit, isn't it? God bless us, everyone. All right, Jean Gagnon, how do people find Plaza Travel if they want to check in with you?
Okay, so they should either go on our Facebook page, because then if they follow that, they'll get all kinds of new information every once in a while. They can also check us out at plazatravel.net on our website. They can call me at 518-785-3338 or email me at jean@plazatravel.net.
Well, have a lovely holiday.
Same to you. Right?
Enjoy your Christmas, your New Year's, etc. Just want to let you know, all is forgiven.
Oh, thank you so much, Ray. I'll be able to sleep good tonight.
Support comes from the Albany Pine Bush Preserve, presenting Pine Bush Perspectives, a juried photo exhibit on display through February, both outside on the trail and inside the Discovery Center, albanypinebush.org, and Acres, Alden Country Real Estate Services, a holistic transactional real estate brokerage serving the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts, berkshireacres.com for information. Thanks again to Jean Gagnon of Plaza Travel for Plaza. Oh, for Pete's sake. All right. I swear to God there was no eggnog involved. All right. Thanks again to Jean Gagnon of Plaza Travel Center for being with us. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Zach, our engineer. Andrea Leon screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, astronomy with Bob Berman and Dr. Valerie Rapson. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.